Okay. This is I'd like this is Barbara Sloat, chair of the Wellbeing Reimagined Committee, SCAC, calling this meeting to order. We will have a virtual Pledge of Allegiance led by Joni Nichols.
All right, so everybody to stand.
Yeah, we can stand and pretend. Okay, thank you, Joni.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, let's see, we have Rachel. Rachel.
We do.
We do, okay. That's a new face.
I was just getting worried that somebody didn't let me in, so thank you.
No, we have roll call. Meredith, are you able to do that?
Sure.
Okay, and I would like to say that Linda Cardoza and Carrie Keene have both indicated that they can't be on the meeting, in on the meeting today.
Okay. So Nicolette Araujo? Nope. Linda Cardoza is going to be absent. Jerry Chang? Andrea Collins? Sherry Geyer? Margaret Wong?
Here.
Elizabeth Jimenez? Susan Langley. Carrie Keene will be absent. Crystal Miles.
Present.
Patty Mouton.
Present.
Anne Moudry.
Present.
Joni Nichols.
Present.
Barbara Sloat.
Present.
Amina St. Matthews. And Dave Sullivan.
No, and Rachel.
Rachel's not on the roster. What's
gotcha?
I'm sorry. I will send you an updated roster, Meredith.
Okay. All right. I'll mark Rachel present. Thank you.
Could you mark me here? I'll be on this committee after the executive meets.
Oh, excellent. Sure.
Thanks. Okay. Okay. Item number four, action items. This is AB 361 review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953E3. Recommendation, continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of the emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Rachel.
Okay, Rachel moved, and second?
A second.
Who, oh, Meredith, okay. Okay. Will you please call?
I'll take a roll
for the
call
vote. Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Nicolette Araujo, Linda Cardoza, Jerry Chang, Meredith Chalemi.
Yes.
Andrea Collins, Sherry Geyer, Margaret Huang.
Here.
It's a vote. A vote for AB 361. Margaret?
Yes. You can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We're taking the vote for AB 361.
I vote yes.
Thank you. Elizabeth Jimenez. Susan Langley. Carrie Keene. Crystal Miles.
No.
Patty Mouton.
Yes.
Anne Moudry.
Yes.
Joni Nichols.
No.
Thank you.
hybrid isn't an option, right? It's just yes or no?
Correct.
Thank you.
Barbara Sloat?
Yes.
Amina Sen Matthews? Dave Sullivan? Rachel Owens?
No.
Okay, and I noticed that Susan Langley is now present. Susan, would you like to vote for AB 361? You're muted, sorry.
I have that question too. We can't do both. We can't do a hybrid of both.
No, sorry. It's a yes, no. And it's basically to continue with the virtual moving forward for the meetings. So there's no, right at this time, there's no hybrid option.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say yes, but that's just so we can continue meeting. So, right.
Okay. Thank you. That is majority chair.
Thank you. So motion carried. Okay. Item five, do we have any guests present, Desiree?
We did not receive any requests to speak in advance. We do have members of the public present. If the members of the public would like to address the committee, please use the hand raise icon or press star 9 and I will unmute you. And seeing no hands, Chair.
Okay. So let's proceed to item number 6, our presentation. And today, I'm really excited about this. Our presenter today is Stephanie von Meteren, who is a certified yoga therapist with over 19 years experience. Stephanie teaches you to improve your posture, increase your bone health, and increase your balance through yoga therapy. So now, Stephanie, I'm pleased to introduce you and for you to talk about this really fascinating program, and you're muted.
Thanks, Barbara. Hi, everybody. Rachel, I think I know you from NABO years ago. I was Stephanie Hager. That was my business name then. Yeah, good to see you again. So I put together a little PowerPoint presentation. So I'd like to be able to share that first.
Yeah.
And then I'll take you through a little taste of what I'm doing for this specific class that I started at Oasis Senior Center in Newport Beach. But it's really nice to be here, and thank you. It couldn't have tied in more appropriately with your well-being reimagined, because that's what yoga therapy is about. That's the bottom line, well-being, right? We all want to feel that. So I'll go ahead and start this. And if anybody has questions throughout this, just feel free to take yourself off mute and ask me. So are you able to see this well? Is there a...
Yes.
Is there a better way to make it bigger, or does anybody know if that's necessary, or is this okay?
I think it's okay. Has it come through okay, Desiree, for you?
Yeah, it looks fine. If you want to do it as a presentation, it'll share the entire screen rather than the side view.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, do you know how to do that?
It should be in under the slideshow, I believe.
Yes, under slideshow.
Okay, let me stop sharing for just a second. And I don't do PowerPoints very often, so.
There's usually a little picture of a screen, and so you can, that may be easier for you to recognize it.
Yeah. I can't seem to get the Zoom to, oh, there we go. Okay. Slideshow. I don't know. PowerPoint is locking up on me for some reason. So I'm just going to go back and do with what we're doing.
Okay, fine. That'll work.
Yeah. So yoga therapy is a very new profession in the West, less than 20 years old, but it's been used in India and other places in the world for a very long time. This is very much locked up on me. I can't even click on anything. How odd. Okay. I'm sorry about this. Let me try this again. I just want you to be able to see the screens. I'm going to try closing out PowerPoint, I guess. Very odd. Oh, boy.
We'll all take a breath while you do that.
Yeah, this is great. It's
perfect. So this is great training. Drop your shoulders. Trust the process. Patient, time.
I love it. Okay, I'm rebooting my PowerPoint. I don't know why it locked up. Maybe it was open too long and it decided to go to sleep. Okay. That might be it, because now it's working better.
Yay.
And I set it up. Okay. Let's try this again. Take two. I love it. The yoga in action. So you all can see this.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what is yoga therapy? A lot of people think when they hear yoga, at least in the West, it came over to America as predominantly exercise, right? It came over in the fitness craze. And it was, you know, you see pictures of people doing handstand on the beach and all these pretzel poses and, you know, things that are cool to look at. But we're looking more at function over form as a yoga therapist. There's a purpose behind everything we're doing with a goal in end. So there's a differing focus and knowledge base. A yoga teacher can have 200 hours of teaching. That's what the majority of them have. And, you know, they cover the basics of some things, whereas a yoga therapist has over 1,000 hours of teaching, including mental health. A lot of us have been trained in trauma, PTSD, stuff like that. So I'll supply this PowerPoint afterwards if for anybody who wants it. I'll be happy to send it as a PDF to Barbara and she can send it to whomever would like it or however you'd like me to share it. But there's big differences. In a regular yoga class, they'll go through different postures. It may not be appropriate for everybody. You may not be warmed up appropriately for the peak pose. There's a lot of variables there. And with specific health conditions, not every posture is appropriate. You can actually increase your blood pressure. You can actually increase anxiety with specific postures. So with yoga therapy, we either work in small functional groups, they're called, where you're assessing each individual and have a specific goal in mind, what their goals may be. And then you're creating practices that are guiding you step by step safely without getting injured towards that goal. In a typical yoga class, while it's fun, and that's how I came to yoga and so many of us did, you know, the injuries have been astronomical. Like the hospitals and doctors are seeing more and more injuries from people coming into yoga and doing things that are really not appropriate for their body because you see that person doing it. And so now I want to do it. I've had firsthand experience with that. So it's like, you know, the ego always gets in the way. So it's like, I can do that too. I'm still 20. Nope, I guess not. Or not warmed up properly, whatever. But yoga therapy, besides the Strength and Balance, which is the program I created for the city of Newport Beach, you know, we're working here down here with the healthy aging, osteoporosis, balance and fall prevention of mental health is a big deal, even more so now after our pandemic, which still is not over. Neurological issues, stroke, MS, Parkinson's, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, autoimmune issues, chronic pain, you name it, and yoga therapy has tools to help a person suffer less. So it's really about stepping into eudaimonia, which is meaning the flourishing life, right? The flourishing life, a life full of well-being, a purposeful life where you're stepping into your purpose and a life well lived. So with that, I'll introduce you just briefly to the 10-Segrity model and the Ossner method, which is the optimal state of neuromuscular reprogramming. And there's multiple steps. This is a really brief, very, very brief overview. So tensegrity is tension and integrity. So if you imagine a home or a structure, and you've got the foundational beams going up, I think they're called beams. I'm not an architect, but imagine one that is all termite ridden, you know, just eaten out by termites. So all of a sudden it starts to collapse. Well, that's just like our bodies. If one of the vital 10 muscles are not working and there's another muscle picking up the slack, then we're going to have hip pain. We're going to end up with bunions. We're going to end up with neck pain, shoulder issues, knee pain, hip replacements, like you name it, because the muscles aren't doing their job. Something else is compensating. And with our lifestyle where we sit so much, you know, we're at computers, we're driving, we're sitting at desks, whatever, watching TV, there's a lot of muscles that end up getting turned off. So they're not firing and doing their job. Somebody else is picking up the slack. Does that make sense? Yeah. So these are the vital 10 muscles. And, you know, we're complex beings. So we're talking strictly on the physical layer right now. There's 5 layers to the human system, but, you know, any of these muscles do not just work alone, right? There's an agonist and an antagonist. So they work together, right? There's always more than just one muscle in play because our body's integrated. But with that being said, what we want to do is we test the vital 10 muscles in this series that I've put together for the city. We're testing the vital 10 muscles. Then what I'm doing is we're working on specific postures and breath work to help reduce pain if there's pain, to help bring balance back into the system, to help strengthen the muscles that are turned off. And reprogram them in the brain so that they're rewired and they start firing more often. And thus you have less pain and better mobility, better balance. You're increasing muscular strength along with bone density. All of these things, it all goes together in a beautiful package. Does that make sense to everybody? I can't see everybody on the screen all at once with the slideshow up, but... Oh, here I can dance.
Yes.
Yeah. No questions? Okay. So yoga is experiential. So I'd like to just guide you through a brief, I can't see you all, right? This is one of the keys of yoga therapy is this would be too big of a group for one of our sessions. I cap my sessions at 10. So you know, I do individual assessments because you may not feel the imbalance, right? Or you may not be able to feel the muscle trigger, right? So there's a lot that goes into it. If we have trauma, if we have other things that are other health issues that are inhibiting that interoception, that awareness of what's happening inside the body, then, you know, there's some unpacking there to do. And so I can't assess each of you personally, but if you would like, I think it might be fun to try a little exercise and see what you see about yourself. Yeah. This is about I'm just the guide on the side. So the cool thing is you end up learning much more about how your body's working. And I know for me, this was like a game changer for knee and hip pain. It was just, when I learned this, it was like amazing. So what, if you have a place you can lie down, I know some of you aren't in a place. Carolyn looked like she was at the beach. It was a beautiful screensaver, Carolyn. But if you can lie down, that would be probably the best. If you can go on the floor or a bed or whatever's comfortable, as long as you're comfortable, or we can do it standing. And if anybody needs to do it seated, I can give an option on how to test that muscle also. So can you just raise your hand if you would prefer to do it seated? And then I would know that I'm giving that option also. Okay, seated, great. So I'll do all three. So for the people who are seated, and you can all do it seated if you want. This is a little tricky as a solo person doing it yourself. Because typically what I would do is I would have my hands on the outside of your thighs, just above your knees. And then you would press your knees out, right? Of course, if you have doctor's orders on ways you should or should not move your body, always that's primary, right? I'm not a doctor. I don't know any of you or what you're working with. So that's primary, safety first. And there should never, ever be pain. Okay. So what would be easy if you're doing it by yourself is if you are pressing against a chair, if you have a chair that has handles, that could work. I just don't want you to bruise your legs. So maybe if you have a towel or something you can put on the sides of the chair and then sit with your legs against the chair. I'm just moving my camera down so you can see my legs. So the chair handles, and as you inhale, press your legs against outwards, against the chair handles. Exhale, release, let your legs come back in. Is this making sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So make sure you're not going to get bruised. And then as you inhale, press your legs away from each other. Notice where you're feeling that sensation. Exhale, bring your knees back in. Let them relax. So I'd like to hear where people are feeling that sensation. Try to keep your upper body relaxed.
Question, for those who are lying down, do you want knees bent or are you doing with legs extended?
Yeah, if you're lying down, I'll go ahead and explain that. This is a lot easier to do solo. So go ahead and lie on your side if you're lying down. I can only see you, Joan. So as far as the lying down people, a lot of people have screens off, which is totally fine. So lie on your side if you're lying down. Have your knees together stacked. Your hips are stacked on top of each other and your feet are together. And now I'd like you to inhale and slowly open your knees away from each other, keeping your feet together. Notice where you feel that sensation. So we're going slowly with the breath. So as you inhale, raise the top knee. Notice where you feel the sensation. And as you exhale, lower the top knee slowly. Because we are a very big group, I'm going to tell you where we should be feeling it. And it's right here, right below the hip bone. Okay. So your main gluteal is back here, the cheeks. Up here is the glute medius. So if you are not feeling it right here, I'd like you to take your hand, whether you're seated or lying down, and rub it gently to get it to turn on. Bring your mind to that part of your body. You can rub it while you're doing it. Go ahead and rub it. And then whether you're seated or lying down with the clamshells, go ahead and rub it. You can keep your hand there and bring your mind to that muscle. It's offline if you're not feeling it. That means you're having compensations. You're getting knee, if you're not getting it now, your future will hold hip pain, knee pain, bunions, and low back pain, possibly, right? So we want to bring that muscle back online. We want it to fire. It needs to do its job. And the glute muscles are notorious for getting what's called locked long because we sit so much.
Stephanie, while I'm laying on my back and I am spreading my knees, keeping my feet together, the goal is to get your thighs all the way down to the floor.
No, you're lying on your side.
You're lying on your side. Oh, okay. So Joni's doing it correctly.
Yeah, yeah. We okay. just want, we would be going slower than that though. So slowly, Joni. So you're opening to the breath. It's harder to go slower.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you have to recruit the muscles, if that makes sense. Yeah. So yeah, go ahead and I think Frank was, somebody was off mute. So go ahead and let's try it again slowly with breath. After you rub that spot or tap, you can tap it like, hey, wake up, wake up. And then it helps to close your eyes if you'd like. Inhale, slowly press against the chair or open your legs. See if you can feel it there where your hand is. Exhale, relax. And if you've done one side, go ahead and move to the other side. Those of you who are seated, I can't tell if you're doing it or not. I can only see Joni so on the floor. So if you need another option to try to feel this, if you're still not feeling it, let me know.
I have a question.
Yeah, Barbara.
What should the feeling be like? Can you verbalize it?
If you were using your arms to pick up something heavy, like have you ever picked up a barbell, a dumbbell, and like done a curl?
Yes.
Okay, that feeling of muscular contraction, you would feel tension under your fingers. Mm-hmm. And you would feel a muscular contraction in that glute medius.
Okay.
Barbara, ask the question. Barbara, when I teach it to women, I tell them that they're recruiting those muscles. They're drawing them in together to, you know, bringing in the energy. So you're not using your stomach. You're not using your ankle. You're literally thinking about what part of my body is being used to raise that lever.
Stephanie, can I ask a question?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how long am I holding it when I'm pressing against my arm, you know, chair arms? And then how long am I releasing? Is it like a four count, a two count? Is it, does it matter? Is it up to me? Feels great, yeah. By the way.
Are you feeling the muscle?
Oh, yeah. Crystal? Yeah, the okay. First time. Yeah.
On both sides?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great.
But I just don't know how long am I, because now I'm kind of like, ooh, I'm getting kind of sore.
Yeah, it's deceptive. When you move slowly, like it's hard, like to really, especially if it's off, like yeah. You're really working to re-clear that overgrown trail in your mind to connect the brain to the muscle, to get it back online. So think of it as like an equal inhale and exhale. So like a four count inhale, pause, four count exhale, or a six count, whatever works for you. But like equal inhale and exhale is fine.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. And it's not an exercise. It does. It's, you know, it's much more it is an exercise, actually. I take that back. But it's like you're focusing the mind. Right? You want to focus the mind and pinpoint it and then notice the rest of your body. Like a lot of times if we're doing it, see, I can't see you all. So if you're doing it in the chair, you may be going, you may have your arms here. Let me move my thing down even more. You may have your arms here and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make those glutes fire. And you go like this and your whole upper body is pulling and it's like, okay, none of this should be in the works, right? None. Or are you going off to the side? See, these are things that's why it's small groups and with a yoga therapist or someone trained in this, right? So it's like there's compensations that we may not even know we're doing. So try to keep your whole, the rest of your body out of it as much as possible. And only that one muscle. There's going to be other muscles that are firing because our bodies are integrated, right? But just try to focus on that one muscle, if that makes sense. So you can rub it, sending it love to wake it up. You can tap it, whatever works for you, right? And sometimes holding it there even longer, holding it in that contraction state until it's like, ooh, oh, wow, now I feel it. Okay, yeah. And then you can relax. So whatever we need to do to get it to turn back on. Are there any other questions about that? Or was everybody able to get the feeling to sense that muscle? Yeah?
Yep.
Great. That's great. You know, so basically what we're doing is we're, you know, after that, we would work on specific postures with breath work to help strengthen and integrate that new neural pathway, or to strengthen that neural pathway, to keep that one online, right? And that's one of the 10 main foundational muscles. So we work with the neurology, we work with the nervous system, musculoskeletal, all of that. And here's a picture of the gluteals. So we were just working on this one on the bottom, the glute medius and minimus. The minimus is underneath the medius. And, you know, if you want this PDF, then, you know, you can read all this later. And then my question is, you know, we're here to fulfill our life purpose and to experience the innate joy that we are all, it's our birthright, you know? And these sound like fluffy words or like, yeah, 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 but it's that connection to ourselves that brings that connection to ourselves and that which is beyond words, whatever you want to call that, you know? If you have a religion, you might want to say Allah or Buddha or God or Jesus or whatever it is. You know, if you are not religious, you may just the divine or the universe or whatever. But that energy, that which is beyond changing. And you don't have to go there if you don't want. You could just work on your strength and balance. That's totally fine. But, you know, yoga is much more than just the postures. So we can go anywhere you want to go. We can take you as deep as you want to go. So, but when we have that connection to ourselves, we're safer. We're aware of where we're putting our foot when we're walking. We're aware of what our body is doing in space and how our body is feeling to help prevent injury. You know, this isn't just for seniors. You know, it's really for everybody. It's just when we're young and we get hurt, we recover a lot faster usually. However, we're going to have possibly that issue come haunt us later, right? If you have a really, really bad sprain when you're 20, well, when you're 60, it might come revisit you, right? If it's not rehabbed properly, because it's got a weakness in it. And then yoga therapy, you know, it's, here's research, some research studies on it, which will be in the PDF if you want that. But yoga therapy is growing rapidly in the US now and all over the world. The VA just brought yoga therapy and actually my teacher's school into its system to teach more people how to be yoga therapists, because of their success with addiction and PTSD and trauma and pain and all of these other things. Here's my personal information.
I can't see your slides anymore. You have to reshare the screen.
Oh, really?
Oh, I can see it.
Yeah? Huh. Okay.
Oh, I want to write the information down, so leave it on for a while, please.
Sure. I can send you the PDF, too, if you'd like.
There we go. Thank you.
Can you see it now, Rachel? Yep. Okay.
Oh, I'm writing it down, so please leave it on for a while.
No problem. So,
Stephanie, I put a bunch of questions in the chat.
Oh, great.
Where are you located?
I'm in Corona Del Mar, Newport Beach.
Okay. Is that where your practice is?
Yeah, I work with clients all over the country, though. So with Zoom for my private sessions, or I have in-person classes at Oasis Center in Newport Beach.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Or in my studio here for privates.
How many students are in your class?
The yoga therapy class is capped at 10, and it's the first time I'm offering it. So we have 7 in the class right now. And it's just going to grow. But I offer 2 levels also. So one is for people who need assistance getting up and down off the ground or using walkers or wheelchairs. And the other class are for people that are able to be on their hands and knees, get up and down off the ground by themselves. So you don't, you can be in a wheelchair and paraplegic and still do yoga. So it's very, very, as you can tell, like it's very different than, just a normal, fun yoga class. So how long does a class take? I'm just reading Rachel's questions out loud. The classes are an hour. How many sessions does a person need for improvement? Well, let me ask you this. How long has that muscle been offline? Right? It really varies. There's no like formula, right? Because we're all unique. How often does the person do their practice? How often, because I give them homework. I create a practice and it's like, okay, here's your glute practice. You do this for the week and then we'll see each other again. And sometimes like my glute needs, I'm very active, but I have faker muscles, right? I have lazy ones. So like for me, my glute will turn off. So when I go for my morning walks with the dog, I make sure I'm squeezing, squeeze the butt, squeeze the butt, squeeze the butt, lift the leg, right? Or whatever the muscle is that's out of balance. So you're consciously trying to consciously always bring it back online. And you'll notice when you do that, like I one of the students in the class, she said that she did the practice and she stood up and walked differently, like immediately. And I've had that situation too. I turn my glutes on. I do a couple clamshells with breath, which is key, right? This is not a HIIT class. It's not a workout class. It's different. We're putting breath to it with attention, and immediately could feel an improvement. So it's really just individual. It's really gratifying when you do feel a difference right away. But I don't know what you're coming to it with, right? It's all different for everybody. And again, we won't know till we try. So how many times do you teach this class? Right now it's once a week and then they have homework through the week. How many students each time? There's only 10 students in a class. I'm capping it. I don't have a waiting list because I just started it at Oasis. How many other yoga type classes are offered at Newport Beach? Do you mean at the Oasis Center? Yeah. They have an Iyengar class, which is very different than what I teach, even though Iyengar was a student of my lineage's teacher. He just kind of branched out, started using lots of props, lots of big holds, stuff like that. And I offer a morning standard flow class. Not standard flow. It's a safe flow because that's the lineage I'm in. So it's a flow class at 7:30, rise and shine morning. And then next season in the winter, I'll be offering an evening class as well. So I have that. And how many other senior centers offer this type of program? I have no idea. I would say zero. Because yoga therapy, there's like less than 5,000 of us in the country. So
that can be our homework for everybody here, because we all report to different senior citizen centers. So we can find out whether they are and answer that question.
Yeah. And I would love to bring my program to them, you know, because everybody needs this. You know, we don't want to fall like at any age, but especially as we are in the Vata stage of life, the later stage of life. Right, mid 45 and up. Yeah, Joan.
Today the emphasis has been so much on reclaiming health. Do you also purport it as a prophylactic, you know, something to build into your life to avoid having body weight problem?
Absolutely.
I know that, but I want to give you the opportunity to make it clear. That it's not only once you have a problem that you come to the yoga.
No, people are going to think you and Rachel are plants or something. I put you in the audience to ask me these great questions. No, yeah. You're on mute.
I already did my practice at this morning, so this is my light.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so yoga is... The ancient texts tell us to practice consistently daily for a very long time, right? That's where you see change. Just like anything, it's medicine. So with the right practice, you see shifts on all layers of your human. You see your relationships change. You see everything improve. So your health. And my goals for a session, well, right now I've got them structured where we do an assessment on one muscle for like the very beginning. We do a check-in. We assess one muscle as a group. You know, I go around to each person and then we do a practice. So my goals for the session are to make sure they understand the information and to make sure everybody can feel that muscle or try to get that muscle to turn on. And then we put it into practice with like, look at all the ways we move where that muscle should be firing. And is it, you know, it's easier when there's clamshells and you're totally focused on that one. But what about when you're in warrior one, what's your butt doing then? And just hanging out. Those of you who know Warrior One. Yeah, Crystal.
Can I ask a real question? So with respect to our seniors, what do you find benefits the seniors the most with your methods?
I'm not totally clear on the question. Do you mean physically or?
Yes. So do you find that seniors reap the most benefits from the neurological aspect of it or the actual physical movements of it? Do you find that there's what benefits seniors the most? What portion of it?
You know, that's a good question, Crystal, but and the way yoga therapy is we're working on all five layers of the human system. So we're working on the biophysio, psychosocial, spiritual layers. So there's really no way to parse it out. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I feel like I'm walking better since I started doing that. And I feel more peaceful. I don't know why. It's like, okay, well, yeah. And I know why, right? Because we're working on all the different layers with the practice. It's not just, okay, do 10 clamshells and you're doing like this and you're watching TV. You know, you're focused. You're working with your breath. You're channeling the fluctuations of the mind specifically to a specific part. You're dialing things in. There's new neuroprogramming going on, new neurosynapses connecting to each other. So you've got brain health going on. And then the person's more focused, and because they were able to focus their mind on that muscle, and they feel more calm because you're not anxious when your mind is focused. You can't be. When your mind is super focused, there's no anxiety or depression.
Okay.
So I don't know if that answers your question.
It does, but I understand it's a whole thing. I guess I was looking more like, because so for my city, I'm a city council member in Villa Park. So I frequently at our meetings will give updates on these seminars and stuff. And a lot of our seniors, I try and let them know like how this is going to benefit them specifically as the senior population versus say, you know, someone my age, which is still over 50, but I'm not quite the senior, you know, how it's going to specialize for them. So I don't think I asked my question very clearly. I probably wasn't as succinct as I could have been.
Okay. So let me give that a second go. Okay. So you have something better to take back than that more etheric answer. Better strength and balance, more time enjoying the things that you're enjoying doing, whether it's playing on the ground with your grandkids or running a marathon or dancing all night, whatever it is, right? So better quality of life, more well-being, and mental acuity, right? You're like working on the brain also. You're keeping that thing going. We're not just chew, right? Letting it go. It's like, we've got to keep the body and the mind. It's all the body, right? We've got to keep them both firing and working in a direction. If that's better for you.
Yeah. Stephanie, we're going to have to wind this up. So do you have any closing thought that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I just wondered, where did you get your training?
My training is through the Optimal State of Living, Optimal State of Yoga Therapy. My teacher is Dr. Amy Wheeler. She trained directly in India under Sri Desikachar, the Krishnamacharya lineage, and created an entire program over the last, I don't even, her whole career, right? Creating a yoga therapy school in America. And she'll be her school will be the training at the VA. You know, she's worked a lot in mental health.
Well, that's in California?
She is in California. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes. So, Stephanie, I thank you so much for sharing this with us. Something really new to a lot of us, like to me.
Yeah.
And I may just have to take the class at Oasis so that I can report back to SCAC with personal accomplishments.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to see you there, Barbara. Yeah, it's a great group of people. So here's the flyer for the level 1 and 2, which is just, you know, whether you're able to get up and down. And then here's a special event I'm doing tomorrow night for the autumnal equinox, and that's appropriate for everybody. So for what that's worth, there you go.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for listening, everybody. I appreciate it and all the questions. And if I can answer any more questions, feel free to reach out to me. Yeah, I'm easy to reach, and I'm happy to forward the PDF if you'd like the information.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay, Stephanie. I see Frank is on. Frank has his hand up. Or do you have a report to share with us, Frank?
He's muted.
You're muted, Frank.
Thank you. So I'm working on a new laptop, so it's a little trials and tribulations. So thank you for recognizing that I'm still here and alive. So yes, the report We're close to finishing up a chronic disease diabetes self-management class. It's going to be ending in October 4th. Right now, we have four strong participants. We anticipate that a few of them had a little personal vacations that they wanted to come back, but hopefully we have at least 5 to 6 completers with the diabetes class, and that was at senior living community in Irvine. The next one is going to start a matter of balance is going to take place again in Norman P. Murray, starting next Tuesday, the following Tuesday. And we have currently about 6 or 8 individuals that are signed up for the healthier living with chronic conditions and diabetes training. So the trainer is going to take place. We had to change the location. So it's going to be in, it's still in Santa Ana, but the learning center off of building 50, the 1725 West 17th Street. It's at the health center across the street from Santa Ana College, Junior College. And it looks like Norman P. Murray is really trying to jump on the calendar. And we're going to probably have another chronic disease, diabetes, and matter of balance scheduled in the new year as well. So I encourage everybody to go to the California Healthier Living website / Orange County to see upcoming classes.
Okay.
I too do yoga. So this is one of the things that I've always been a physical activity specialist, and I've always been in, doing, triathlons and marathons. And so one of the things that always helps me recover is doing yoga, keeps me limber, and hopefully well into my older age, or senior living. I guess that's the key to the retirement program, right?
Sounds good, Frank.
All right. Any questions before I mute myself?
Yeah, Frank, I'm sorry. Since I'm a new member on this board, you are what? Are you reporting this information?
That's right. So I'm the health educator with Office on Aging. And so I deliver our 3 evidence-based education programs, okay. Healthier Living with Chronic Conditions, Healthier Living with Diabetes, and A Matter of Balance. Before the pandemic, we had over 60 volunteers helping me deliver the programs throughout Orange County. So we had a little lull because of the COVID, but I'm confident that we will have our 60-plus volunteers up and running within 2023.
So one of the goals that I've been working on with the city of Irvine, because we have a quarterly new class connections thing that goes out, we really need to incorporate some of a couple of pages in that include programs that people could participate in that are over and above and outside what's going on essentially in the city of Irvine. So for 2023, it would be really helpful to have some kind of master calendar to include, so that as we move through the year, we are promoting the kinds of events that are going on that people in our cities might want to participate in. I don't know if that's available already, but it's something I want to campaign for towards my senior council and what should be included in Irvine. Now, I don't know if anybody else does it.
We have conducted several classes there in Irvine, predominantly in the main Irvine Senior Center. I think one of the coordinators that's closer to the 5 freeway, that other satellite senior center.
It has a, yeah, but again, a master calendar that yeah. could be included in our mailing so that that's just top of mind of things that people can participate in.
Sure. I always work with all of the distribution list with all of my senior centers. Mm-hmm. So I always let them know of the actual training. So hopefully if they had staff that can attend this training that's coming up in right. the end of the month, that would help with relieving some of the load of the need in the community.
Yeah.
But we can only throw it out there. So maybe if you had some seniors that want to participate, they can consider volunteering. It is a little challenging because for the chronic disease self-management, diabetes self-management, it is a full day training once a week for 5 weeks. And by that time, they'll be trained on how to deliver the two programs. Mm-hmm. And then once the program is being delivered, the class is, or the workshops are delivered once a week for 6 weeks, once and for 2.5 hours. That doesn't take into consideration the prep time, the going to the office to collect the material, driving to the site, and so forth. So on average, it takes about 4.5 to 5 hours of personal time to deliver the class once they are trained. And we ask that our volunteers that are delivering the class commit to delivering 2 full workshops. That means 6 sessions for the chronic disease per year. So we're looking at 2 chronic disease per year and diabetes per year. Now, it's all relative to the number of sites that are needing our support to go deliver the classes as well. So the senior centers, community centers, and so forth.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you for letting me have this stage.
Thanks for your great report, Frank. Okay, any other announcements? Okay. Stephanie just put it up on chat for Joni, her, what was that tomorrow night? Register for that clinic. So if you can take a picture of it, I'm very inept when it comes to all this stuff. Sorry, folks.
Got it.
Okay, good. Okay. If we have no more announcements, I'm going to call for adjournment. The next meeting will be October 19th at 1 p.m. And I thank you all. Many, many thanks to Stephanie. That's really was fascinating. And I'm going to be on top of it, Stephanie. So to all of you, again, thank you so much for participating. I hope you have a great rest of the day, great rest of the month, and stay cool.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. This meeting.